Young people ask, why should I help others? Two secrets that many people don't know. Secret number one, when you give, you are likely to get back. People will notice that you are generous. As a result, they'll probably be generous to you. The Bible puts it this way, practice giving and people will give to you. With the measure that you are measuring out, they will measure out to you in return. Luke 6:38. The way you treat others is the way you will be treated. Luke 6:38, Contemporary English Version. Secret number two. When you help others, you help yourself. Doing good things for others boosts your self-respect and makes you feel the satisfaction that comes from giving. The Bible puts it this way. There is more happiness in giving than there is in receiving. Acts 20:35. When you spread a feast, invite poor people, crippled, lame, blind, and you will be happy, because they have nothing with which to repay you. Luke 14:13-14. Young people who care. Young people who care about others are everywhere. Consider some examples.
Sometimes when I just want to sit on the couch and watch TV, I think about my mom and dad, who are working, and how tired they are going to be when they come home. So I get up and wash the dishes, vacuum, and dust. I'll also make a pot of coffee, because my parents love coffee. When my mom gets home, she says, "Oh, it looks so nice in here, and it smells good too. Thank you so much, sweetie." It always makes me feel good to do something nice like that for my mom and dad. Casey.
My parents have always supported me, providing me with everything I need. So when they had a major problem with the car last year, I wrote a check to have it repaired, even though it was a large part of my savings. Of course, they tried to refuse my offer, but I wouldn't take no for an answer. My parents deserve so much more than even that. And it felt great to be generous and give them something. Holly.
Did you know? Many young people among Jehovah's Witnesses have experienced the joy of helping others through their Bible education work. Some have even moved to a foreign land where there is a need for Bible teachers.
I moved from the United States to Mexico to help teach the Bible. Sometimes it's difficult to be generous with money or things because I don't really have much to give. But I found that when I give of my time and energy in the ministry, that's more appreciated than just giving materially. Evan.
How can I help others? Would you like to experience the joy that comes from helping others? Here are just a few suggestions. To help your family, vacuum, do the dishes, or clean a room, without being asked. Cook a meal, write a card of appreciation to your parents. Help a sibling with his or her schoolwork. To help those outside your family, send a card to someone who is not well. Do yard work for an elderly neighbor. Visit someone who is housebound. Buy a gift for someone who is going through a difficult time. Tip: try to come up with a few ideas of your own. Then make it your goal to help out one person this week. You might be surprised how good you will feel.
When you help others, you end up happy. You feel that you really accomplished something, and you see that others appreciate it. You may have had fun doing it, although at first you didn't think you would. What you did may not even feel like a sacrifice, because in the end, you gain so much. Elena.